The Evi B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chagigah has been dedicated in memory of Hacham Raful Muhaddeb ben Garaz and Marie Muhaddeb bat Jamile. Ruach Hashem Tenihem Began Eden Elyon. Amen. Dedicated by Dr. Isaac and Lily Muhaddeb. Hashem Yishmerem V'chayim. Amen.
Gemara Chagigah. Daf Dalet. Today's daf is being studied. The Elul Nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema Yitzhak Chaim ben Rina. En Narefanelo. Refuat Nefesh. Refuat Guf. Refuat Oker Valabo. Vechin Yirasom Omar. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Benny Cohen, in honor of the Milah of Be'azat Hashem, the baby boy that is today. Be'azat Hashem, the baby should be Nimol, B'sha'a Tova, U'muslahat. And Be'azat Hashem, as they say, Zeh HaKatan Gadol Yiyeh U'Shem, She'Be'azat Hashem Yikanes, the Milah, Kach Yikanes, the Torah, U'Kumpah, Ma'asim Tovim. Amen. We begin today on Daf Dalet Amud Rishon, and we start seven lines from the top. V'tumtum v'androgenos. Two exemptions that we learned in our Mishnah that are exempt from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. One was a tumtum. Tumtum is somebody that is closed up, which means you cannot tell if he is a zachar or he's in a keva. And then you have an androgenos, is somebody that has both simanim. He has simane zachrut and simane nagbut. So now we want to know what the source of these exemptions are. Tanu Rabbanan, Zachur lehotzi et anashim, Zechurecha lehotzi tumtum v'adrogenos. Which means, the pasuk says, Shalosh pa'amim yira'e kol zechurecha. Zechurecha literally means your males. So from the word zechur, already they learn males to the exclusion of females. From the fact that it says cha, which is extra, the pasuk just said shalosh pa'amim b'shana yira'e kol zachar, and the fact that it said zechurecha, so the cha comes to exclude a tumtum and androgynous. Kol zechurecha lerabot et haketanim, and the kol zechurecha, the kol comes to include what? Minors. Now the Gemara is going to explain the bright that we just read. Amar mor zechur lehotzi et hanashim. We have a pasuk zakhur to teach us what? That ladies are exempt. Hala madikra. What do I need a pasuk for? Mechdi, let's analyze it. Mitzvat aseh shazeman geramahu. Nechol mitzvat aseh shazeman geramah. Nashi peturot. We know the mitzvah of Re'iyah has a positive commitment from the Torah. It's bound by time. We have a rule. Any mitzvat aseh shazeman geramah, ladies are exempt. So therefore, what do I need a pasuk to tell me zakhur from zechurecha? Zakhur. Why would I think ladies are hayav and hayavot in the first place? Isn't it follow the general rule that they're exempt from any positive commandment that's bound by time? It's tarikh, because no, you need it. Sal kadata chamina, because I would have thought nilaf ri'iyah ri'iyah mehakel, because I would have made the gezirah shava that we made on yesterday's daf ri'iyah ri'iyah from hakel, and therefore I would have said ma la'ala nashim hayavot Afghan Nashim Hayavot. I would say that just like by Hakel, the ladies are Hayavot, like the Pasuk says, Hakel et Anashim, Nashim Vetaf. So therefore, I would say, and it says the word Re'iyah by Hakel. So I would say, just like the Hayavot by Hakel, I would say the Hayavot by Re'iyah. Kamash Ma'alan, that's why the Pasuk Zechur, they tell me no, they're exempt. Without a Beferush exemption, I would have compared them to Hakel, and therefore to say that they're Hayavot. So I need the exemption of Zechur to say that the ladies are indeed not Hayavot in the Riyah. Amar mor Zechurecha, from the extra Cha, we learn what Leotzi, Tumtum v'Androgenos. It comes to exclude a Tumtum and Androgenos. Bishlama Androgenos, which means when it comes to the Androgenos, I understand why he's exempt, and I understand why I need a Pasuk. It's Tarikh, Salkadatach Aminah, Il V'Itle Sad Zechrut. Because bottom line, he has Sa'ad Nakbut and he has Sa'ad Zakhrut. So li Hayev, I might think he's Hayav. Because bottom line, part of him is Zakhar. Kamash Ma'alad Debriya Bifne Atzmuhu. And therefore the Pasuk comes and tells me, no, it's not the explanation that he's half male, half female. He's a third creation. It's not considered he's part even male. This is considered B'riya B'fna Atzma. Therefore he is Patur. Without the Pasuk I would have said, well, bottom line, he has said Zakhrut over here. Ela tumtum sefekau. We it's tarikh ra limuta sefeka. When it comes to the tumtum, we don't know what he is. He's either a male or a female, which means there's a possibility that he's a male, he's a female. His simanim are covered, and therefore he's a sefek. Do I need a pasuk to exclude a sefek? Why not? So the Tosafot explains, because on the side that he's a female, and he's going to go bring his korban in the azara. So this is considered Hulin Ba'azara. You're going to bring Korbanot that are not sanctified, because if he's not Hayav, you're bringing Hulin Ba'azara. And if I don't need a Pasuk to come and exclude somebody that might be a legitimate female, I need a Pasuk to exclude that. He's excluded automatically. On the side that he's a female, totally. So then therefore his Korbanot is not a Korban. You're not allowed to bring unsanctified Korbanot into the Azara, punishable by Karet. So therefore, I don't need the pasuk to exclude it. Tum, but Vadai is exempt. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Abaye, Kishim Betzav Mibachutz. Which means, no, we know he's a male. Because the Betzim of the person is outside, which means it's Bolet. Which means we're able to tell that he's a male, but what? It's still closed up. But we're just able to see that he is a male. And that's why the Hadus, I was saying, it's Hayav. Since the whole Gid is not out, it's closed over there, even though Betzav Mibachutz, so you know he's a man. That's why you need a Pasuk to come and exclude him. But Tosafot points out something else you see over here. We don't have an obligation to cut him open. Because he's able to stay in his Tumtum stage to be Patur from the Iyah. Because I say, what's Betzav Mibachutz? Open it up. And then let it come out. It can be a full man. It can be Hayav. No. Leave him in the state that he is. He's patur, he's patur. But in the a regular tumtum legamre, there's no question he's patur. And the side that he's a dekeva, that's holding ba'azara. Amar mor, kol zechurecha de rabot et haketanim. Right, we said the kol zechurecha, the kol was coming to say what? That even the minors are hayavim to go up for the mitzvah of ri'ya. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? That in on we learned chutz mechadeshot eve katan. We learned in our Mishnah katan is exempt. Amar Abaye lakashia kam bekatan shegi lechinuch kam bekatan shlo gei lechinuch, which means depends how old the katan is. If he's really a minor, he didn't even reach the age of chinuch. He's 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old. So then he's patur. What is this pasuk coming to include? I cannot reach the age of chinuch. Well, he has some understanding of the mitzvah. Like we learned in the Mishnah, what's considered a katan? His father is able to carry him on his shoulders from Yerushalayim to the Azara, or according to Metaleh, he's able to walk him. So we're at a certain age, the kid is chayav. That's what the pasuk was coming to teach me. Kol zechurecha derabot et haketanim. So the Gemara says, katan shegei lechinuch derabanani. So what do you mean? Even if he reached chinuch, the chayuv is only with the rabbanan of chinuch on the father. So I could have a pasuk to come and include sim, it's only Hayam and Rabbanan. Right, kol is a deoraita. So the Gemara says, in Echiname, you're right. Bikra, asmachta be'alma. Yeah, the kol is only an asmachta. Really, his chayuv is Rabbanan. So the rabbis wanted you to remember their halakha, that after a certain age, the katan is obligated to go up. The father has an obligation. So it's kol zekurecha, the given him is an pasuko. But it's really not biblical. It's only with Rabbanan. Ve'elakra, le'may ata. So then what is the call really coming to teach me? Well, we need a biblical hiddush for the word call. Right? We cannot learn the asmachta. That's not the hiddush. The hiddush has to be a minat Torah. So what's the hiddush? Lichda acharim. So it's going according to Yishitav acharim. The Tanya, we have a braita. Acharim omrim. Ha-mekames. What is a mekames? That she says, he collects so'at kelabim. Now why would a person collect the excrement of dogs? So that she says, letakem bahen orot, in order to prepare the leather. It seems part of the preparing of the leather, it was processed with the tzoav, the kelavim. So you got to collect it. So he's called the mekametz, the collector. V'amitzaref מצרף נחושת, actually, that she says, שמצרפו במקום שחופלים אותו מן הקרקע. And he is like a smith, but he goes to the place where it's in the ground, and he draws it, he mines it from out of the ground. והבורסי, בורסי is actually the tanner himself. All these three people, the Gemara says, פטורין מן הראייה. They're exempt from ראייה. Why? משום שנאמר כל זכורך. And what does the כל זכורך teach us? מי שיכול לעלות עם כל זכורך. That's to be a type of person that's able to go up with all the males. יצאו אלו שאינם ראויים לעלות עם כל זכורך. But these people, because of their smell, they have a smell to them. So therefore, they're unable to go up with Kol Zechurecha. If they're going to go up, they have to go up alone. They cannot go up with Kol Zechurecha. So therefore, the Hadush is Kol. You have to be worthy to go up Bekol. And therefore, they're going to be exempt. As she says, V'chol elu rehan ra' v'en yichodim la'alot im havrehen. Now, it seems that even if these people would wash themselves, they're going to go wash themselves, that the smell is in them. After a person gets into these professions, so the smell is in all of their clothes. And therefore, they don't even realize it themselves could be. But other people will be sensitive to it, and therefore they cannot go up. And that's what the call is coming to teach me, that only people that are not willing to go up with Kol Zechurecha, to the exclusion of these people that cannot go up with Kol Zechurecha. Comes the Gemara and continues. Nashim ba'avadim she'enam meshuchalim. So we said in the Mishnah, ladies and slaves that are not free, to mean an Eved Kena'ani, so they are exempt from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Bishlama nashim kedamran. Okay, ladies, I understand why they're exempt. You just told me you have a pasuk. Zechurecha. Right? Zechur comes to exclude the ladies. Ela avadim minalan. How do you know that avadim, Eved Kena'ani, is exempt? Amar avuna, amar kera. When the pasuk says, El b'nei ha'adon Hashem. You're going to Yerushalayim to see the master Hashem. Mi she'en lo ela adon ehad. It's only somebody that goes up who has one master. Yatza ze she'esh lo adon acher. So this guy's another master, this Eved Kena'ani. He has his adon. So no. Only people go up adon to see the master. I mean, you have to have an exclusive master. Who's that God? This guy's two masters, so therefore he doesn't go up. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? What do I need a pasuk for? Halama likra. What do I need a pasuk? Mechdi. Kol mitzvah sheisha hayevet ba hayevet hayav ba. We know that any mitzvah that a lady is obligated in, an Eved Kena'ani is obligated. V'chol mitzvah she'ena isha hayevet ba, en hayevet hayav ba. The Gamar la miisha. We have a standing gezerah shava. It says by a lady. Vechatav la sefer kiritut. It says the word la by a lady, and it says by a Eved Kena'ani. Chupsha lo nitan la. That's by a shifcha. So you see that the word la is written by a Eved, and it's written by a lady. So there was a connection between them to teach us what, whatever a lady's chayava, and so to a Eved is hayavet. Whatever a lady is petura in, the Eved Kena'ani is exempt. So we just proved it right that a lady is exempt. So once a lady is exempt, so Eved Kena'ani should also be exempt. What do you need this dirashav in penei ha'adon? Amar Avina, lo nitzlecha ela limi shechatsio Eved vechatsio ben chori. So Avina comes along and says, you know what the chedush is? He's half. Half Eved, half ben chori. Which means we learned on that bet that mi shechatsio Eved vechatsio Ben Horin, right? So we wanted to say that according to at least the Mishnah Rishona, according to the first understanding of Ravina, we wanted to say that he is going to be Patur, right? But now the Hadush of the Gemara is coming to say that what? That I would have thought over here that Michi Hachur Eved, the Hachur Ben Horim, since bottom line he's free on one side, it's talking about an Eved that you have two owners. One owner freed him, and the other owner kept him. And therefore, when the Mishnah says that Abadim are Peturim, it's talking about Mishi Hatsio Eved V'Hatsio Ben Chorim. So, come to Kadashi. Now, you have to say, obviously, this is according to Mishnah Rishonah. You have to say this according to the Havamina. Because the Maskanah, the Gemara Ravina retracted once he found that the Betelel retracted. The Maskanah, Mishan Shor, Mishan Shor, Mishan Hayavin. Yeah, that's what we said, the Kol. Hakol Hayavin Beriyav, the Mishnah is. But this is Ravina before the retraction. As she points that out, Lo Netzlecha, Miu, the Mishnah Harona, Ho'ilu Biyadinu Lachuf Trabo Hayav De'enu El Adon Echad. But the Maskanah we said, Ben Lebet Shabbat, Ben Lebet Telel, we forced the master to free him. Because he's not going to be able to fulfill Periyav Ribiyah. So then you really never have a case of because you're always freeing him. So bottom line, he only ends up with one Adon. Ravina is over here in the Mishnah Rishonah, the Havamina, what we thought. And therefore the Hiddush is what? When the Mishnah says, Avadim She'ena Mishukhladim, that are Patur, it means a regular full-fledged Ayavid. I don't need a Mishnah to tell me that. He's like a lady. Full-fledged Ayavid, he's a Hayav in the mitzvah of a lady. Lady's patur from the Yah, he's patur in the Yah. So I would have thought maybe a Hetzi, since he has a free side there, maybe he's Hayav. That's what the Mishnah comes along and tells me. No, Avadim, She'ena Mishukhladim. So the Gemara says, Daikan Ameh. Our Mishnah is precise that it's talking about such a case. Diktani, Nashim Va'abadim She'ena Mishukhladim. It says a slave that is not free. My she'ena mishuhadim. What does it mean they're not free? Either my she'ena mishuhadim klal. If it's talking about whether they're not free at all, let the avadim stamma. Just say avadim. What does avad? Avad is not free. Ela lefi she'ena mishuhadim legamre. Those extra words ena mishuhadim must mean that they're not totally free. Umayninu v'shachat shu'evet v'chat shu'evet ben horin. Must be zef. Hef evet hef ben horin. That part of the Mishnah is really saying that what they are, patur. But again, the Mishnah acharona, they would be hayav. Again, if the Mishnah was just about a regular evet, just say evet. What's evet? Evet is evet. What does that have to say? Abadim she'ena mishuhadim. So that means they're not mishuhad legamre. Part of them is mishuhad, part of them is not. And therefore, I would say it's maybe because he's free on one side, he's hayav in the mitzvah. Kamash Balani is patur. But again, the Mishnah Haronah, there's no case. Because Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel agree, Bet Hillel was chozer, and he said they have to free him, and therefore he's totally free. No, and therefore, El Pene Adon, he has one Adon, this guy.
What about the Pasuk? What change?
The Pasuk of?
El Pene Adon.
I'm telling you now, Pnei Adon is coming to tell me that somebody has one Adon. Everybody has one Adon. It's not coming to exclude anybody. It's coming to exclude a regular Ayavid. But you don't even need that for that. You're right. It's not coming to that. It's coming to teach me what the deen of Stam, Pshat. It's not coming to exclude anybody. It's not an extra Pasuk. You have to make a derash on it. Pnei Adon, I have to come to Adon Hashem. So we thought to exclude an Ayavid from it. An Ayavid is patur from a lady. So maybe it's Hatsi or Hatsi. That's what's coming to exclude. Okay, good. That's Mishnah Rishonah. Mishnah Rishonah says, what does El Pnei Adon come and teach me? It's
Stam. Maybe exclude an Ayavid who is owned by two persons.
He's still an Ayavid. He's a double Ayavid.
Like he has many Adonim. So include it. Maybe the Pasuk will...
But he's not worse than a lady. He's not worse than a lady. He's still exempt from the mitzvot. If he has 10 masters, he's still like a lady that he's exempt from the mitzvot of the mitzvot asir sasman gerama. In any event, the Gemara continues... Hasume vechole vehager vasume vechole vazaken. Okay, hager, we said somebody is lame, sume is blind, hole is infirm, sick, vazaken is old man. Tarabanan regalim, it says in the pasuk shalosh regalim. Frat le ba'ale kabin. It's coming to exclude ba'ale kabin. Those are the ones that don't have legs, that they have to walk on. Right, the stumps, they have the sticks that they walk on. Now, that's coming from the exclusion of the word regalim. Even though we learned on yesterday's daf, that really they exempted the Baalei Kabin from the word pe'amim. So Tosafot over there on Daf Gima said that this Gemara is lav dafka. It's much easier to remember the derashav kabin from the word regalim. Regalim is like reglayim. So if the Gemara, you sometimes will, even though the real derashav was from pe'amim, but sometimes to make it easy, so you remember it, when it quotes it, it'll quote regalim, because it's raglayim, regalim. And therefore, when it says shalosh regalim, it teaches me what? The exclusion of somebody that doesn't have legs, and it's only coming up with like he has wooden legs, peg legs, so then already he's exempt. Gemara says, davar acher, another interpretation, regalim, prat lehiger, ulchole, ulsome, ulzaken, ulshenu yachol la'alot beraglav. which means this is a different derash. Regalim is coming to tell me he has legs. It's just that what? He can't walk. Either he's a higer, or he's sick, or he's blind, or he's an old man. What are the common denominator between all these people? They have a difficult time walking. And Rashi says over here, what's this davar acher? What do you have a davar acher? So Rashi says, prat de ba'alei kabim ba'amim nafka. This opinion is saying, hold it. You're saying regalim. What do you mean? Regalim already. You tell me it's coming to exclude ba'alei kabim. That already I learned from ba'amim. Like we learned kedamim in la'el. Hilkach regalim nemeute mishrik v'sha'enet acheret levad miraglav. So he's learning that the davar acher is coming to argue on the first opinion. The first opinion, according to Rashi, is coming to say, Regalim is coming to exclude Ba'alei Kabin. Second opinion, hey, Regalim, Ba'alei Kabin, we have done that for Pa'amim. So therefore, what is Regalim coming to teach me? Regalim is coming to me somebody that has legs. Ela, what's his problem? His legs don't work. He's a Heger, he's a Someh, he's a Mishen or Yachol La'alot Beraglav. So the Gemara says, V'she'enu, I mean, he needs a Mishenet, he needs help. A crutch. V'she'enu Yachol La'alot Beraglav Da'atu Yemai. Well, what is that last case coming to include? You told me, hey, again, guy who's lame, guy who's sick, guy who's blind, old man, a common denominator, they all can't go up. Then you tell me the last case, and somebody that cannot go up, what is that coming to include? That's the common denominator between all the cases. Amar Rava le'atuye, it's coming to bring the case, mefanke. Who's a mefanke? Somebody that's a, like an istenis. Who's finicky, who's sensitive, delicate. Why? Because once you get to Yerushalayim, to the Beit HaMikdash, you have to take off your shoes. You're not allowed to walk in the Azarav, the Beit HaMikdash, with shoes on. And therefore, if a guy, let's say, is a delicate type of person, that cannot take off his shoes and walk on the ground, he's exempt. Dichtiv, because we have a Pasuk, Ki tavo'u lira'ot panai. Pasuk says, when you are going to come up to see me in Yerushalayim, mi bikes zot mi yedechem? Who asked you, remos chaserai? Who asked you to trample on my courtyard? Because this is over here, the pasuk in Yeshaya is coming to rebuke Bnei Israel. It was at the time of the Churban. So it's coming on and saying, who asked you to come up to Yerushalayim to trample on my courtyard? Master, the what? You're not allowed to trample. Trampling means with shoes on. Ela what? You have to come and take off your shoes. So that she says mefanke, top line. She'en olchim belom min'al. These guys, they have to go with shoes on. Then Adam nechnas tarabar b'min'alo, dechti b'bikesh zot miyedechem remos haserai. The fact that Pazuk says, who asked you to trample? Tzmat Rabbani Elam is criticizing when they say, who told you to come with shoes on? And therefore, he's exempt. Mi she'enu yachol la'alot beraglav. Someone that cannot go up with his feet alone, he needs to wear shoes in the Beit HaMikdash, because he doesn't take off his shoes, so he's exempt. So that's coming to include a guy who's healthy, he's able to walk, his feet are working, but what? Mefenke. So he's also exempt from the mitzvah. Comes the Gemara and says further, Tana, He'arel. Arel is somebody that is a non-circumcised. So some of the mefashim learn over here, it's talking about where he's not circumcised because of his brothers died, Mahmat Mila, right? Because they don't have clotting. So therefore, he had a reason why he was not Adil, but he's still Adil. That Tameh, somebody that is Tameh, he has Tum'ah, Peturin min al-Iyah. Now when it says Peturin min al-Iyah, as she says over here, En hayavim l'shloach olot ri'iyotehen al yedei shaliach. For sure, they don't go up to the Beit HaMikdash, into the Azara. I don't need a pasuk Tameh. Tameh can't go into the Beit HaMikdash. Vadai cannot go in. That's mitzvah Tehiyah, is exempt. Chidush is, he's not even Hayav in the Korban. No, how would he bring the Korban? He's Tameh. No, maybe I would say he has to send it to a Shariah. Maybe he has to hire an agent to go send his Korban. Kama Shvoran de Gemara says, no, a Tameh and Arel, they're patur legamre, even Al Yedeh Shariah. So the Gemara says, Tameh, how do you know what Tameh? Bishlama Tameh, I understand a Tameh. Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, Ubata Shama, Vavetem Shama. It says that Ubata Shama, you will go to the Beit HaMikdash, Vavetem Shama, and you will bring the Korban over there. Kol Shi Yeshno Bebi'ah, Yeshno Be'aba'ah. Whoever is able to enter the Beit HaMikdash is subject to the law of bringing. But whoever cannot come to the Beit HaMikdash, like this Tameh, is not subject to the law of bringing. Uvata shama vavetim. If you're able to be bata, then you're part of Avetim. But if you cannot be bata, like the Tameh, you cannot come to the Beit HaMikdash, so you're exactly not subject to the law of vavetim to bring. So now, that she tells us clearly, why can a Tameh go? Because we have a Befirush Pasuk that says, Ki Mikdash Hashem Timeh V'Nichneta. It's a karet if a person goes into the Beit HaMikdash Tameh. El Arel Min Alam. Question is Arel. How do you know an Arel, uncircumcised person, why is he exempt from sending it Shaliyah? So Gemara says, Ha'amani, who is this following? Rabbi Akibahi. Demarbe le'arel ketameh. He treats the arel like a tameh. Detanya Rabbi Akiva Omer, ish ish. Pasuk sutas over there by the tumah says ish ish mezera aharon ve'ut sarua ozav. This is talking about all the exemptions of people that cannot eat terumah. What is a sarua? He has a zav or shkvat zera. All these people are exempt from eating terumah. Not exempt. They're not allowed to eat terumah. So the pasuk says ish ish. So the Gemara says, what is a double ish? Lirabot et aril, to come to include the aril. That what? That the aril also cannot eat terumah. So they're treating an aril like somebody that's a saruwa zav. And just like he cannot eat terumah, we're going to put all the laws on him. He cannot enter the Beit HaMikdash area. Can't enter the Beit HaMikdash area, you cannot bring korbanot as well. So from the extra ish that's written by terumah, it comes to include even an arel. Rashi says, the rabot et ha'arel shehu ketameh shelo yochal terumah im kohen hu. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a braita. Tameh patur min ha'ri'ya dechtivu ba'ata shama ve'avetem shama. Kol sheyeshno bebi'ah, yeshno be'ava'ah. Ve'chol sheyeno bebi'ah, eino be'ava'ah. So that's the exemption of Tameh, we explained that. Rabbi Yohanan medavai omer, mishum Rabbi Yehuda, someh be'ehad be'ainav, patur min ha'ri'ya. Like we learned on Daf Bet, we saw the shita of Yohanan medavai, that a blind man, one eye, is exempt as well. Shnei emar, because we have the pasuk. The pasuk is Yireh Yirae. Kederech sheba lir'otecha, kach ba lira'ot. Which means we said that the Torah, right, Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yirae. But it's written Yireh. We read it Yirae. So we make a derasha that the Yirae has to be like the Yireh. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ma ba lir'ot b'shte'inav. Just like God. When he comes to the Azara, he comes to see the person with his two eyes. Whose two eyes? God's two eyes. But lirot b'shtayinav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kevyachol Hashem doesn't have eyes, but we were saying God is perfect. If God's perfect, he has two eyes. Ayin Hashem. So just like God comes to see the person with his two eyes, af nidaot b'shtayinav, so do the person has to be seen in front of God with his two eyes. Therefore, he has to come in the Shalem. And therefore, if he only has one eye, he's going to be exempt. That's the way that she learned that the lir'ot and lira'ot, which means we're comparing that just like the lir'ot is b'shtayinav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees, so do the person has to be lira'ot, to be seen with the two eyes of his two eyes, be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the way we learned it from Shitat Rashi. Gemara continues, Ravuna ki mate lahaikera yireh yireh bache. Says Ravuna, when he got to the pasuk of shalosh pamim bashana, yireh kozechur echad pene Hashem lo'echa b'makom asher yibchar, when he got to this pasuk, he started crying. Amar, he said, Eved sherabo mitzape lo lir'oto yitrachek memenu. The Eved, that his master was anticipating to see him. God is saying, I want to see you. Come to the Beit HaMikdash. He says, a servant that his master was anticipating to see him. And now, now already he doesn't want to be close to him. He distances himself from him. God says from the prophet Yeshaya, when you're going to come to be seen, to see me, who's asking you to come to trample on my courtyard, which means there came a time where Borei Olam was disdained by the visitation of Taisel. So Rav Huna, when he would say this on the holiday, he would cry. He would remember the closeness that we had, and then he would remember the destruction. He said, look at Am Yisrael, they went from being anticipated. God said, please, come see me. And then at the time of the destruction, he said, who asked you to come to be seen? So that caused Rav Huna to cry. The Sfat Emet explains the Mizman Tefilato Beregel Nizkar BePasuk Zeh. While he was praying, the Tefilot of the Regel, remember this Pasuk. Ki Ratza Al Yedei Zeh Va Yedei Acheshek VaRatzon Namshich Elav Ezeh Ha'ara MeKedushat Bet HaMikdash VaRegel. He wanted to draw some of the Kedusha from the Bet HaMikdash. So he started to think of the Beit HaMikdash, what it was, what the Jewish people would go up to connect themselves to the Makom HaMikdash, so some of that Kiddusha would go on him. But when he remembered it, so that caused him to start to cry. Ravuna ki matei la'ikera b'che. When it says Ravuna, when he got to the following pasuk, he started to cry. V'zabachta shelamim v'achalta sham. You'll go up to the Beit HaMikdash, you'll slaughter animals, and you'll eat the animals in the Beit HaMikdash. Ha'eved sherabo mitzapeh le'echol al shulchano. An Eved that his master is anticipating that he's going to eat at his table. Hare HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the korbanot is shulchan shel makom. When we eat from the korbanot. And God, so to speak, was inviting us on the holidays, come to the Beit HaMikdash, slaughter the animals, and eat the korbanot. God's inviting us to eat at his table. But what happened later on in history is as if God said, get off my table. Later on, at the time of the destruction, the prophet tells B'nai Yisrael from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do I need your majority, your plenty, or many animals, korbanot, which is God distance us from his table. So Ravuna, he cried about the situation. Rabbi Azar, when Rabbi Azar got to the following pasuk, he cried, "Ve'lo yachilu ehav la'anot oto, ki nibhalu mepanav." When Yosef as-Siddiq revealed himself in front of the brothers, "Ani Yosef ha'od avi chai," says the brothers were dumbfounded. They could not answer Yosef, the rebuke of Yosef. So he cried. He said, "Umatu chachashil basar v'adam kach." But the rebuke of a mortal human being was able to silence the brothers. They couldn't answer. Although also the rebuke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu after 120, how we're going to stand paralyzed, we're not going to be able to answer. So the question on the Mefarshim ask over here is, what's the rebuke here? What's the Musar that Yosef gave? He just says, Adavi Hai. He doesn't say too much Musar. So one explanation is that he was rebuking them, that the brothers in their claims to Yosef, they would always tell him, please have mercy on us. We have an old father. He's home. If he hears that we're not going to bring back Binyamin, it's going to hurt him. And we don't want him to die. We don't want him to take us to his grave. They kept on using their father as the leverage for themselves, that Yosef should be compassionate on them. So Yosef as-Siddiq comes along and says at this point, Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef that you sold. And you put my father in misery for 22 years. And you're so worried about the father. You keep on saying, Avinu, Avinu, Ha'od Avi Hai? Is my father still alive after what you put him through for 22 years? And you people are coming, like you're so worried about your father, Yeshlanu Avzakin, etc. How would that be high? Is he alive after what you did to me? Oh, that they saw the contradiction of their behavior. Can't answer a contradiction. You're stuck. He caught them. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu do the same thing, Latid Lavo. Not that he's going to tell us, oh, you made Averot. Everybody makes Averot. But Kadosh Baruch Hu show us the contradiction. For this, you weren't able to wake up. But for your own things, you're able to wake up. Oh, you can't answer that. For this, you didn't have money to spend. For mitzvot. When it came to things of personal pleasure, then you found the money. So the contradictions is where a person is nistar, he's refuted. But I saw another interpretation like this. What does it mean when he tells them over here, Ha'od Avi Hai? He knew already. Earlier in the parasha, he asks, how's the father? Hashalom lo? Is he at peace? And the brother said, yeah, everything's okay with him. So the explanation is like this. Yosef was saying, you people over here, you're kachakranim. You're a bunch of liars. Why? Because you sold me. And you lied to our father, and you said, Tarof Toraf Yosef. So therefore, I don't know if I could trust you when you told me your father's alive. You people lied through your teeth. You lied to the father. You told him, no, Yosef got eaten by an animal. So now when I asked you the question, is has Shalom no? And you said, yeah, everything's okay. I don't know if we can trust that answer. But if we asked him again, Ha'od Avi Hai, which means, I really want to know the truth now. Tell me, is he alive or not? So when Yosef was rebuking them that they're kachakranim, so that's already a rebuke. So the Mefarshim asked a question over here. There is a pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech says, Nepelana biyad Adonai ki rabim rahamav ubiyad Adam al epola. So the simple interpretation of the pasuk is, let me fall in the hands of God and not in the hands of a human being. Now, if this is referring to rebuke, which means David HaMelech is saying, I'd rather have the rebuke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me fall into the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with rebuke, than the hands of Ubiyad Adam Alepola. It's opposite of this Gemara. This Gemara is saying over here, Adrabah, the rebuke of human beings is okay, but the rebuke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al-Ad Kamah V'Kamah, it's much, much worse. So the Mefarshim explained, no. When it comes to the rebuke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more debilitating than the rebuke of Adam. However, when it comes to the punishment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're better off with his punishment than the punishment of Adam. Because Adam does not have any nahmarut. When a person punishes, it's all the strictness of the judgment. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes even a sinner, he does it in the most rahmanut fashion. It's not totally midat adin, there's a siruf of midat rahamim. And therefore, when it came to the punishment, not the rebuke, David HaMelech says, Nepelana biyad Adonai ki rabim rahamav, ubiyad Adam al epola. It means when it comes to being punished for my sins, let Borei Olam punish me, because rabim rahamav, because there'll be a measure of mercy, but not in the hands of Adam. Comes the Gemara and continues. Rabbi Elazar ki matel hay kira bechir. Rabbi Elazar, we got to the following pasuk. He cried. Vayomer Shmuel el Shaul, lama irgaztani la'alot oti. This pasuk over here was talking about where Shaul wanted to know if he should go out to war or not. Shaul HaMelech. Shmuel already had died. So it says Shaul HaMelech went to a mechashefa, to a lady that was a sorcerer, and she used witchcraft in order to bring down the neshama of Shmuel HaNavi from the Shamayim, in order that Shaul can ask Shmuel, should he go to war or not? So the pasuk says that when Shmuel came down, the Mechashefa says, Vehine Elohim Olim, that she saw two people, Olim, two people rising. But she only called Shmuel, but she saw two people. So the Gemara is going to tell us that actually Shmuel came with Moshe Rabbeinu. And Shmuel tells Shaul, Lama hirgaztani la'alot oti, which literally means you angered me or you agitated me, which Shmuel was really saying, you scared me. Shmuel's sitting in Gan Eden. And all of a sudden he gets a call, they want you. Now he didn't know they want you, who wants you? He thought, as the Gemara is going to say, that they were summoning him for judgment. So therefore, he went to get a lawyer to protect him in the judgment. Who did he get to protect him in judgment? Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, they said, no, they don't want you for judgment. They want you for, Shaul wants you. So therefore, he was with Moshe already. So you see that what Shmuel HaNavi, who was the greatest prophet after Moshe Rabbeinu, he was scared of what? Standing in front of judgment. So the Gemara says, Umash Shmuel HaSadiq, Hayam mityarem min adin. He was scared of the deen. What does he have to be scared of? Anu, al-had kama v'kama. Us, All the more so. So the Gemara says, Shmuel Mahi. What's the story of Shmuel? Dichtiv, Vatomer Aishan Shon Elohim Ra'iti Olim. By Elohim, like angels. I saw saintly figures rising when she brought the Neshamot down. Olim Tere Mashma. It's two. Had Shmuel Ve'idach De'azav Shmuel Ve'atiyah LeMoshe. He went to get Moshe as a lawyer. Amar Le Dilma Hasve Shalom Dinamit Ra'ina. Maybe they're bringing me to judgment, Shmuel said. Kum Bahadai. Moshe, please come with me. And you'll testify that there's nothing in the Torah that you wrote that I did not keep. That's what a better lawyer to get to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's going to testify for me. So I just see Moshe Shmuel was scared. And then when he found out it was only Shaul calling him, he says, "Lamar Gastani, you scared me, you agitated me." So Rabbi Elazar, when he got to this pasuk, he cried. Shmuel was nervous from the judgment. So the question is, why did he bring Moshe? What did he need to bring Moshe? There's many tzaddikim in the Shamayim. And what was Shmuel scared of? Obviously he had to be scared of a certain flaw, Chas v'Shalom, that he held that maybe he's accountable. So there's two explanations to this. One explanation is like this. We know that Shmuel in his life never took anything from the people. This was his shitta. It says even when he traveled from place to place to give Musad to the people, he would bring his own bed, his own light, his own donkey. He would never take anything from the Sibur. The Pasuk says, wherever he went, Kisham Beto. His house was with him. And he would travel with his lodgings. And the Gemara says in Berachot, HaRotzeh Shelo Lehanot, Al Yehanot K'Shmuel HaRamati. Person wants to live like that, follow the rule of Shmuel HaRamati, that he didn't take anything. So now at this point over here, he's thinking, maybe they're going to judge me on this. Why? Because the Gemara does say that if somebody benefits a Tamir Chacham, if he gives the Tamir Chacham, let's say, food, it's like that food is a Korban on the Mizbeah. If they give a Tamir Chacham wine, it's like you pour the wine like a Mizbeah. And therefore, maybe by not taking from the Sibur, not letting them fund the situation, maybe I cause them to not be able to fulfill such a great mitzvah, to connect themselves to Tamid HaKamim. The Gemara says in Berachot, "Ve'atem edebekim b'adonai Elohechem, hayim kolechem ayom." The Gemara says, you are able to attach yourself to God? So the Gemara says, no, you attach yourself to Tamid HaKam, that's like you're attaching yourself to God. The Gemara, how could you attach yourself to a Tamid HaKam? So it's osim prakmatia im Tamid HaKam. You give the HaKam prakmatia, business. You give him panasa. So you're connected. So Shmuel, maybe they're going to help me responsible over here. I didn't take. So therefore he went to find somebody also didn't take. Who's that Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, what does it say? Lo hamor echad mehem nasati. I didn't take one donkey, I took nothing from them. So he says, listen, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu did, I did the same thing. Whatever he answers, I'll answer. That's why you have to go to Moshe, because that's where he felt his flaw was. Secondly, he felt maybe that he's going to be held responsible now for the situation of Shaul HaMelech. Because Shaul HaMelech, when he went out to war, he did not kill Agag. Now, even though Shmuel HaRamati, he told him that he has to kill all the Amalekim. Certainly, when he told him kill all the Amalekim, he meant Agag. Agag was the king. Shaul brought Agag back to the camp and gave the kavod for Shmuel to do it. Vayshasev Shmuel Agag. The next day, Shmuel he tore apart Agag, but that was a mistake on Shaul's part. God, Shmuel held that maybe Borei Olam is going to hold Shmuel responsible for this mistake, because after all he gave over the prophecy to Shaul, and maybe he had a certain part of this avon. So therefore he went to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said in the Torah that he quoted a pasuk from Bil'am in the Torah. It says, "Oy mi yihyeh misumo el." That's Bil'am prophesied that. And misumo el is Rashi Tevot Shmuel. And the pasuk was saying, who's going to live? It's referring to Amalek. Who's going to live from the decree of Shmuel? Which means Shmuel is going to make a decree that what? All the Amalekim have to die. And therefore Shmuel, based on the Torah, is really off the hook. Because he made that decree. It was Shaul that left Agag alive. But from Shmuel's standpoint, he was responsible for what Shaul did. Adraba, Shmuel was the one that told Shaul that he has to kill everybody. And that's why Bil'am said, "Oh, mi yihyeh misumuel." Who from Amalek is going to be able to survive from Shmuel's decree? So therefore, it's Moshe. Tell him what it says in the Torah. I'm off the hook. And therefore, he called Moshe Rabbeinu. Comes the Gemara and continues. Rabbi Ame, ki matay le'aykera bechet. What was the pasuk that Rabbi Ame used to cry from? So he says, Yiten ve'afar pihu ulai yesh tikva. Which means the pasuk is rebuking Am Yisrael. Says they're going to bow to the ground so low that there's going to be afar in their mouth as a kapara for their sins, and maybe after they subjugate themselves so low with afar, the dirt is in their mouth, maybe there'll be hope for them. So the Gemara says, Amar kule hay ve'ulai, all this and still maybe. Which means all this suffering, we're going to be subjugated to the ground, where there's going to be afar in our mouths. And the Navi says, "Ulay yesh tikva," maybe there'll be hope. So therefore, he says, "Kule hay," all this, and still ve'ulay, and it's still a maybe. Comes the Gemara and continues. Right, as she says, "Kol yisurin alalu yikabel ve'odiru besafekim tiyelo tikva." All this yisurin, all this affliction, and it's still a question if we're going to be saved. Rabbi Ami ki batelai karab bache. Bakeshu sedek. Might seek righteousness. Bakeshu anava. Seek humility. Ulai tesateru biyom afashem. Maybe you'll be concealed, or maybe you'll save yourselves on the day of the wrath of God. That's after seeking sedek. After seeking anava, it's still a maybe. Amar kulehai veulai. All this and still, maybe. Rabbi Ase ki matel aikera bache. Sinu ra ve'avu tov. You have to hate the bad. Avu tov and love the good. Mitzvot. Vatsigu b'shar mishpat. And you have to stand in the gates. Mishpat, which means justice. Ulai yehanen Hashem Elohe Sevaot. Maybe God will have compassion. Again he says, kunehai, all this. Ve'ulai, Rabbi Yosef ki matelai kera becher. Rabbi Yosef, when he got to the following pasuk, he started crying. Ve'yesh nespe belo mishpat. It says some people can die belo mishpat, without justice, implying that even though a person is not guilty of death, the malach ha'mavet can make a mistake and take the wrong person, and people could die without really being guilty. Amar mi'ika de'azir belo zemaneh. He said, what is this? What is Shlomo HaMelech saying over here? Is it possible that a person could die before his time? Gemara says, in. Yes, indeed. Ki had Rabbi Bai Bar Abaye hava shachiyach gabe malach ha-mavet. Rabbi Bai Bar Abaye was frequented in conversation with the malach ha-mavet. Amar le l'shluchay. So in this episode that was told, the malach ha-mavet tells his agent, zil aiti li Miriam Megadela Se'ar Neshaya. Go bring me, on the list of the people that was also died that day, bring me Miriam, the hairdresser of the ladies, the beautician of the ladies. That's she was on the list. Azal, so the Shaliyah of the Malach HaMavet went, Aitele Miriam Megadela Dardeke. Brought the wrong Miriam. He brought the Miriam that's the beautician for the children, the hairdresser of the children, not for the woman. Amar le, so the Malach HaMavet saw this Miriam, he says, what are you doing? Ana Miriam bin Gadela Sa'ad Shaya Amrilach. I told you to bring me the petition for the ladies, you brought me the wrong one. Amar le, Ihache Adere. I saw, bring her back. Amar le, no. I just hear already, let her fill the quota. She's the Malach HaMavet has a quota of how many souls he has to bring a day. All right, so put her in. She'll fill the quota of today's judgment. Ela hechi yachitla. So the Malach HaMavet asks the Shaliyah that he sent. He says, how were you able to get her? Was it on time? How were you able to bring her to me? So it says, Hava nakita mita'ara biyada. She was holding the poker that they use in the oven to stoke the coals. Vava kashagra. And she was cleaning out the oven. Now, the oven has all hot coals in there, hot embers, pieces of wood.
So as she's stoking the oven to clean it out, what happened? Shakalta v'anahta agabad dekar'e. By mistake, she took the hot stoker that she had, and by mistake she put it on her leg, and now she burnt herself. So the Gemara says, at that point when she burnt herself, her mazal was weak. Kadha, she burnt herself. V'itzra' mazala, her mazal became weak at that point. And what happened? V'aitite, so she was vulnerable. So I was able to catch her when the mazal was weak, and I brought her here. So Amar Le, so Rabbi Bai heard this whole story. So Amar Le, Rabbi Bai, but Abayir. So Rabbi Bai, but Abayir tells the Malach HaMavet, Eat lechud, ishu tal le me'arbad ache. You have rights to do this over here? You have rights to think somebody, she was innocent. She's the wrong one. How can you do such a thing? So Amar Le, so the Malach HaMavet says, Ve'lo keti v'yesh mespe b'lo mishpat. He knows the pasuk from Mishle, the Malach HaMavet. He says, what do you mean? Doesn't Shlomo HaMelech say, v'yesh mespe b'lo mishpat? Person could die without judgment. Amar Le, v'ha ketiv. So Rabbi Bai tells the Malach HaMavet, what do you mean? Shlomo HaMelech also said, Dor Olech, v'dor ba. Which means, generation comes, generation goes. It's mashma that the new generation doesn't come until the old generation goes, which means they have to fill their time. You can't bring a new person into the world before the old person goes away, but it's mashma what? Everything is in its proper time. You can't take people early. There's a system here. Doro lek v'dor ba. Amar dara'ina lehu ana ad malu lehu ledara. Says Rashi says, "Any mosran leshomer ametim sheshishmo duma." When I take them before their time, I don't give them over to the watchman of the dead. The watchman of the dead people in up there is called duma. Like the pasuk says, "Velo kol yorde duma." Who's duma? Duma is the guy, the manager of the places of Gehinnam. So the Malach HaMavet says, I don't give them to duma immediately. I'm reading Rashi on the third line. Ela mitgalgelin ami. I carry them, they go with me, v'shatin ba'olam ad sheyitmalu shenotav v'ukaroi dor. I wait until their years were supposed to be up, and after the years were supposed to be up, let's say the person was supposed to die at 80, he made a mistake, he took her at 70. Okay, so there's a 10-year gap. Says they fly around with me for 10 years, and when their 10 years are up, I go give them up to Duma. So therefore, it is dor olek v'dor ba, is referring to in the other world, which means we cannot start a new generation until the old generation is finished. That's right. Trees don't, they don't go up there. They're not in this world, but they're not yet deposited by Duma until the years are complete. So the rabbi said, V'hadar mashlimin alei Duma. And after the years are up, I give her over to Duma. Amar le, sof sof shanyeh may avat. But what do you do with the extra years? Bottom line, 10 years were taken away, let's say, from this case. You can't take that. You have to give it to somebody. God wanted 10 years of life to be in the world. You took 10 years extra. What do you do with those years? Amar. So he says, I'ikat surba mirabbanan de ma'abir bimile mosifina lehu lehevele behavya helufe. So I look for a young Tamid Hakam who is ma'abir on middotav. If there's a young Tamin Acham that is somebody that is, he forgives people. He doesn't stand on his principle. He's ma'avid al middotav. Even though he was wronged, he, so to speak, brushes it off. He doesn't stand on the formality, on the principle. So that young Tamin Acham, I give the years to him. Which could be, that's the zechut. That young Tamin Acham now gets extra life. Why? Because those years are available. It could be that Tamin Acham really didn't deserve life. Could be he had a short life. But since he's ma'avid al middotav, his life is extended to what it was supposed to be. Bizkut, that is ma'avid al middotav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the hamimon. And where those years come from? From the extra years. So obviously there's a lot of things that are beyond comprehension. How the Malach HaMavet can make a mistake in the first place. How is it possible why should it happen to such a person? And so on and so forth. But for the simple explanation that we have, that's why Rabbi Bai was crying. Who's crying when he got to this pasuk? Yeah, Rabbi Yosef. He said, "Yesh despev lo mishpat." It's possible a person could die without being hayav. So everybody's vulnerable to this here. Make Malach HaMavet's mistakes. Therefore, it caused them to cry. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.